into. By the time you finish reading and working through this book, the front cover shouldn't be able to close neatly back over itself. It should be noticeably disfigured, ski ramping up from the spine at such a scooped angle that even if you laid an old school telephone book on top, you still couldn't smooth it out because it's become so harshly and permanently misshapen. From heartfelt use, of course. War-torn, an impossible option for regifting at Christmas time. I'm expecting some grass stains, ink smears, dog ears, battle scars. A few of those little wrinkly circles that form on the pages when an accidental drop of tea, if not a tear escaping from your eye, spills across two or three lines of text. Unmistakable signs that you've been here, that you've been involved here, invested here. I want pages ripped out and written on, the edges tattered and the corners curled. I want your kids afraid to touch it without using plastic gloves, perhaps even the salad tongs. This book is just not meant for pretty reading. It's not for coffee table curiosity and other such cameo appearances. Think of it instead as industrial-grade survival gear. Duct tape and super glue, leather straps lashed around it, old shoelaces maybe, in tight double knots, whatever it takes to keep it all together. Because this is war, the fight of your life. A very real enemy has been strategizing and scheming against you, assaulting you, coming after your emotions, your mind, your man, your child, your future. In fact, he's doing it right this second, right where you're sitting, right where you are. But I say, his reign of terror stops here. It stops now. He might keep coming, but he won't have victory, not anymore. Because it all starts failing when we start praying. Now, if you want a book about prayer, this one's probably not for you. You can find some wonderful books on prayer by some scholarly writers, books that are well worth the time reading them. In fact, I highly suggest you do. Can't really learn too much about prayer, can you? But here in these pages, we aren't going to merely talk about prayer or think about prayer. No, get ready to pray. Because life is just too impossible otherwise. Yours and mine. Everybody's. We simply don't have the luxury of playing nice with prayer. Not if we want things to change. Not if we want to be free from whatever's keeping us held down and held back. Not if we want our hearts whole and thriving and deep and grounded. Different. Not if we want to reach our destinies and experience God's promises. Not if we want our husbands and our children living out what God has called them to do and be and become. Not if we want a fence of God's protection around us. Not if we want to bear the unmistakable mark of His favor upon us. Not if we want the devil and his plans to go back to hell where they came from. But none of that is going to happen, no matter how badly we want it. As long as prayer remains an afterthought, a formality, a mindless mix of duties and manipulation, something we do but usually don't do, and rarely if ever do with any meaning or vitality, with confidence and clarity, as a result we waste a whole lot of years doing a whole lot of other things, things that thoroughly exhaust us but ultimately don't even work. We end up, for all our trying, missing the point, missing out on what God intended, missing the whole heart of what really matters. So now, we're going to pray specifically and strategically. Praying with precision, that's the key. When we pray about the places where we seriously suspect the enemy is at work, that's how we keep our prayers focused, not only on particular situations, but on biblical truths that are consistent with maintaining victory in the midst of them. It's how our prayer stays integrated with reality, rather than aimlessly wandering down a side spiritual hallway that never seems to connect with the living room where we, you know, live. It's how we keep our whole selves engaged and alert, trusting God for the right things, confident He's giving them, able to sense His direction about what to do and then to take action accordingly. If all we're doing is flinging words and emotion in all directions without any real consideration for the specific ways the enemy is targeting us and the promises of God that apply to us, we're mostly just wasting our time. We're adding to the confusion while not really making a noticeable dent in the problem or the process. We're fighting to keep our head above water, yet feeling pretty sure on most days we're fighting a losing battle. Well, part of that idea is right. We are in a battle. A battle